So now I'm kind of in the cannabis industry to, start learning more about that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. She said behavior. Oh, man. I bet you're the
worst. Diagnosing everyone in this place.
I bet you are a hard person to argue with.
I'm not going to lie. I am.
Swear to God. You know what your problem is? Mm. You have this. You're suffering from symptoms of this, this, and this.
Here's
and
exactly what you need to buy from our store.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter C, which stands for cannabis, but not Chris. That starts with a K. That's right. You are listening to nothing other than
Cannasations with Chris. Welcome, everybody, to a special. Yeah, I've been doing some special stuff lately. But welcome to a special episode of Cannasations with Chris. I am, of course, your host, Chris. And what we like to do on this show is we like to highlight the cannabis industry here in Vermont. But why I say this episode is so special is because, you know, I learned that Vermont is based on locality, you know. You have to, you know, farm the table. You got to work with the people in this community. So I just took that aspect and put it in the cannabis community. And so now I'm working with Cambridge Cannabis Company, and I'm shooting live. As all you can hear the whooshing. We're not on the beach. That's the traffic riding by. Today is the eclipse day. So, yeah, I'm going to be interviewing a few people as we come here. But this gentleman we have right now, I met him. I think I met you on the bus.
Yeah, on the bus. Maybe here before, but yeah, definitely on the bus.
Definitely that's where we met, was on the bus. So we used to, down here at Cambridge Cannabis, they used to have the cannabis farm tours. We went around to a few farms, and I was going to introduce myself and work with them. And I met this gentleman here, and he was like, I think right before I had smoked some Smuggler's Sour.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is tasty. Mm. And then we turn around, and then I meet you. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So without further ado, we have, hold on, before I say who you are. Hi, how you doing? I'm good. But without further ado, Alex Holcomb, one of the Holcomb brothers of Smugglers Notch Cannabis.
Yeah,
I knew that, but I always associate that Smuggler Sour.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I'm like, yep. That's what you should just call your business. Totally. Smuggler Sour. Yep. How you doing today, man?
Oh, excellent. What a perfect turnout. Weather was.
Look, it's crazy
out.
How we've had all this shitty weather.
Yep.
And then on the 2 days that we needed, it's here.
It came through.
It's here.
Yep.
So we're going to be out here with the beautiful eclipse. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your relationship with cannabis.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm born and raised right here in Vermont, not far away, Bakersfield. Cannabis. I've just been using since whatever high school and, you know, fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly.
If you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you first
smoked?
It was
eighth grade going into ninth, so what, 14?
Yeah, right. That's And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, classic soda can.
No, how old are you?
Oh, how old am I? Yeah. Oh, God, I don't think we do math. 21 is what I've been saying for a while now, so I'll stick with that. Keeps me feeling young.
Cool. Yeah, you've been smoking weed for 6 years, people. 21, 14, yeah. But it's crazy, like, that's the time that I started. It was around 14, 15.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's the, with our generation, that's the time to do that, you know?
Yep.
So how long have you been growing?
Boy, I mean, started just kind of classic Vermont, outdoor, you know, stuff some plants outside. That was probably early 2000s. It would have been 2004.
Yeah. Three. Okay.
And then kind of went into indoor. This would have been 2008-ish. And kind of super blessed with the community that's been up here forever. Jeffersonville.
Yeah, this is, I live in Jeff. And this is like the way I be telling people, like, this is my Mayberry. the Andy Griffith Show. This is Mayberry. Oh, like the hardware streets across the store.
Yep.
You got a couple of eateries around here.
Oh,
like, it's so Mayberry. There's no real problems here. It's like real quiet. Like, it's nice around in this area.
Totally. Yeah. The whole state is a real, you know, the state of Vermont's a small town,
but
especially in these ski towns or, I mean,
I gotta get into skiing, man. You ski?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta get into skiing, man. I gotta.
You're too close not to just freaking go up there. And
I know, but I just don't want to be hurting myself because I'll be like, man, if I hit that snow too hard, like.
Yeah, start slow and learn how to stop.
Well,
once you can stop, I mean.
You can stop, you can. Yeah, that's the problem. You can get going, but you can't stop.
Exactly, yeah. If you can stop on a dime, you're
good
to go.
That's funny. So let's talk about that. I had to go. Me and Alex, we had to take a stroll earlier. We had to, you know, walk the outer perimeter of the space that we're in, and he just happened to have one of them smuggler's sours on. And man, I got to tell you, like, that shit is tasty.
Thank you. Like that, just a classic sour diesel, and it's been around for forever, you know. You know, props to all the Johnson State guys who fucking had it in the early 2000s and just kept it around. And gosh, yeah, I've been growing that same cut for, it's got to be close to two decades now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I've heard about, you know, like I told you, when I first smoked it, I met you right after.
Yep.
And like, I really think it's like, I'm not gassing you, like, it's really tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time I get one, I'm like,
yeah, just a different, you know, is. Like the classic, yeah, it's like classic sourness, sour,
you
yeah,
know. And totally. you hit it right on the head, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a lot about just the genetics. It's super fortunate and grateful to have that for sure. And once you have a keeper, you can't get rid of it.
Can't get rid of it, man.
And there's plenty of them that have gone by and wish that we could have back. But
you got to hold on to that.
No losing that one.
Yeah,
it's just not an option.
Don't do that to me.
No. And it's elsewhere too. There's plenty of it. So.
Right. Well, look, a couple questions I like to ask people. This isn't the official show.
No, yeah, I'm coming back. You know what I'm saying?
You got to come on the real show.
Yep.
But before we. You know, before I let you go, I'd like to know a couple questions. You know, I want to still ask you on the show, but
of course.
What kind of waves do you like to consume?
I'm classic bubbler, bong, you know, fast and effective.
Yeah.
I love it all.
Yeah,
there's no way that I don't love, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, the water filtration, that's bubbler, bong, whatever.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And what type of music do you like to listen to when you smoke?
I mean, everything as well. It doesn't really matter, but certainly like classic bluegrass or reggae, those are the two go-to for sure.
That's dumb.
That's what's usually popular, though.
The
liked song, that's what they're there for.
That's what's up. Well, look, Alex, thank you so much for pulling up on the show for a little bit. Like I said, this is just a little clip.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just want to get something quick on.
Yeah.
You know,
I got the stickers ready for the table.
Hey,
I'm
look
coming
at that.
On there. I know.
He's ready.
I know.
Hey, we're going to get you on like soon.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
But look, once again, thank you for coming out. And we'll be back.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. How you doing, Ken?
I'm good, man.
Hey, I ain't going. This is all. I'm recording, but I want to edit this down.
Sure.
But I didn't know you was that guy.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the thing. Nobody did. I was a hermit for like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny because I ran into a guy a couple of years ago and he was talking about, oh, you used to live in that house. And do you remember I lived nearby and my dog got loose and I knocked on your door once and I was like, oh, did I act really weird? And he was
classic Vermont story. Like, hey. 15 years ago, that's how I remember I met you, my dog.
But then he said, he's like, oh, so the rumors about that house were true. And I was like, yeah, man. And it was.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes if I was getting close to a harvest, like people driving by on 108 heading up towards Smugs could smell it. Like, that's when they'd start getting in touch with me, like, hey, man, it smells like you're close. the wind was wrong. I got lucky because it wasn't It was a tiny little house, busy road, you know, and it's, you know, it's the place Dusty has now. So it was down off the road.
Oh, yeah.
A little ways. But I was, you know, just hoping that the natural green foliage
would just blend it in. Uh-huh. Maybe some of the maple leaves will filter the smell. Or something.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it was indoor. It was hydro. It was just my spare bedroom.
That's crazy. All right, I'm going to keep some of that.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, we back, and this is my next guest. I just, before I was told that I should just, I'm going to be interviewing butt tenders, he was like, yeah, you should interview this guy. And I was like, okay. Like, he was like, he's real interesting. Then he told me what you did, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, he is real interesting. So, without further ado, we have Tim Berg, bud tender here at Cambridge Cannabis, and a legend, you know? So, it's crazy. Like, I've met another guy who said that he was the one that brought a different kind of flower in, or something to do with strawberries or something. I can't remember. But he said that he was responsible for it. And I was bringing it back in the 90s and, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, damn, that's like a celebrity you are, kind of like an underground celebrity. So, like, I have an underground celebrity on the show right now. So, can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, statute of limitations.
I mean, of course, and once again, this show is edited. So, you know, I'll gain whatever you say. Don't ask me that. I'll be like, all right, we'll just cut that out, all right?
Right.
Well, anyway, the last guest I just had on, Alex Holcomb, I met him on the Cambridge Cannabis Farm Tour.
Yep.
And he gave me a nug of the Smuggler Sour. And I had smoked the sour before. And I was like, man, this shit is good. And then I found out that he grew it. And I was like, oh, this is all you. And he was like, yeah. And so then while we were sitting here earlier, he brought you up. And I was like, oh, wow. So you are the gentleman who brought this to the area, correct?
Well, I'm the gentleman, to this area. The guy that taught me how to grow, a friend of his in Tahoe sent him that cut, and he shared it with me. But he was up in Jay. But yeah, like I lived like a mile downhill from Smuggs on 108, and I brought it to the hill, I guess.
He said he brought it to the hill. Hey, I didn't know. Like, I have been smoking a lot of cannabis before, but when I got that, I was like, man, this is kind of special.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's in, and to hear that it's been around since like the 2000s.
Oh yeah,
and
like it was way around 2000.
And probably before that, you know, but to know that it's still around and how like great of a smoke that is.
Well, and that's just, you can give all the credit there to Johnny and Alex, man, because, you know, like Johnny was so, like, you know, Alex said it was 2007, 2008. Johnny was so young when he asked me for a cut of that.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I gotta ask your mom. I mean, luckily, she was cool with it. Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's the way I remember it. But I mean, they are so good at what they do, man. Yeah. And
I'm not gonna lie, it's in my top five favorites.
And while I was growing, man, I went through so many different strains. You know, I had this Maple Leaf Indica that I really liked, and I had this Blueberry Northern Lights, but nothing was as good and nothing produced as well as the sour. So eventually I wound up just saying, well, I'm just going with this. And yeah, and it, like, I did it for about 10 years, just living like a hermit in my little house that had only wood heat. So
hey, he said, hey, everybody knew when it was close on the hill, they would hit him up and be like, it smells like you're almost ready. And that's how I feel like that's a lot of how a lot of good weed was produced in those backwoods, in those places that, like, it smells weird, but I can't see nothing, so I'll just keep moving. You know, like, some of the best weed came out. So Hey, man, that's legendary. You're a legend. You know that.
I got lucky, man. Yeah,
I like the humility.
Well, that's it. You know, the guy that taught me how to grow, you know, he helped me build this hydroponic system and taught me everything he knows. And, you know, I was lucky to have a good teacher. And then I was lucky to get some good genetics. You know what I mean? And you just got to pay it forward. I'm glad they went the first time after they opened, I stopped in as a customer, and one of the guys that worked back here then, he just leaned out over the counter and he was like, "Hey man, we got your weed." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Johnny and Alex, man, they kept it going." And I'll tell you, like, the first time I had it, it had been a few years, because I moved back to Chicago for a little while and came back, and it just, man, tasted like going home.
Oh, that's you know crazy. What I mean?
And yeah, I was just so happy to see it again.
All right, Jacob, have a good one, man. Hey, everybody leaving, changing ships and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But hey, yo, that's crazy. Yo, that's a legend. You know that. Hey, so look, killer question I like to ask the people when they come on. Like, yeah. I'm going to get you on the show. We're going to get you up to on the podcast on some official shit.
Cool.
And then we're going to, I know with legends come stories. So, you know, we're going to have to, I'm just curious about Absolutely. Certain things. So, you know, if you like to chair and whatnot, I got the official, you know what I'm saying, spot up the street.
But, yeah, nice.
A couple questions I like to ask is, one, what kind of ways do you like to smoke or consume?
I am water bong, man. Just straight up 2-foot bong. That is my favorite way to go. Yeah, I just, it's nice, it's smooth,
yeah.
And you know, on the move, you know, I like a cartridge, but yeah, that's it, man. I'm still old school, flower and a bong.
Flower and a bong, mm-hmm. That's what's up. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I listen to a lot of stuff. I'm going down to see the guy that I got the sour from in November, going to a drive-by truckers show in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay, I know about Asheville.
Yeah, man, going to the Orange Peel, that's going to be a good time. Man, I like the Hold Steady, the Lucero. I like indie rock.
You know, okay.
Less than Jake.
I don't know none of them, but I'm going to be checking them out, because that's what I do, because I ask people about music. And then when they say things I've never heard of, when I go back to edit the podcast, I'm like, let me Google that real quick, and I'll get a quick song. And be like, oh, this shit kind of rock. So, yeah, I be doing that.
Right on.
Well, look, Tim, thank you so much for coming
thank
up.
Thank you.
Hey, I know, and like I said, I'm going to get you up to the crib, because you got a cape on you, good sir. So we need to.
Well, I mean, unless this eclipse is the apocalypse.
I mean, that's the only way. I doubt
Otherwise, I'll be there.
I feel like it will be. No, but. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought the lady almost fell. I swear to God, that lady almost busted her ass behind you. Oh, my God. I wish I had a camera. Yeah, the one in the coat. Uh-huh. She almost was. I don't know how you almost fell. Jesus Christ, man. I wouldn't have been able to catch that one. Yeah, man, we're going to get you on the show, man.
Sweet.
So I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, me too.
All right, man. We out.
All right, thanks.
We back. Canisations with Chris, and now we have somebody. Look, so usually I've got to say, you are the most person that I've seen in the cannabis industry. Like, this with me, one, you live down the street from me. I mean, you work down the street from me. Two, I smoke, we're right there. And three, we've done work together. You know what I'm saying? You've helped me build this brand, and we got some stuff cooking. But anyway, we have the man behind Cambridge Cannabis Company, Dusty. What's good, man?
Hey, Chris. Thanks again for having me on.
Hey, man, thank you for being here. Like, thank you for letting me set up outside your spot and bring people on and talk to them. Like, hey, man, just I appreciate you. You know that. Hey, me and this man, we done rode the whole state and talked, chopped it up. Like, this is my dog. So thank you for coming on the show. Again, like you're not my first returning guest, but I've had a couple, but we're going to get you out of.
I mean, I wouldn't even count this as a returning guest. I mean, if we're going to sit down, I got like hours of shit we need to talk about.
we need to go and spin around the state and then do a show.
It has been a crazy 12 months since my first interview with you.
It was. And matter of fact, we just actually, I think last week was our 1 year anniversary episode that we did together. And I remember I had met you. I came down here to introduce myself. And then when you came up for the show, you came up with a broken foot?
Yeah, yeah. I just broke my foot. My first run of snowboarding season last year.
Yeah, broke your foot.
My foot, and I was laid up. It was God's sign that I needed to focus on the dispensary.
And boom, here we are. So speaking of the dispensary, like, you have like the most selection in the state. I haven't been to every dispensary, but just the amount of flower that you carry is incredible, and it moves. Like,
I mean, people tell you I got issues. There's no question about it. Like, I got some problems. I like to collect them all. And
Pokemon.
Yeah, the biggest thing is that I came from Sunglass Hut. Like, that's where I cut my teeth in retail. And I always used to have the thing, you know, I'd go on lunch break, I'd go get high, I'd come back, and I'd start talking about how if I was able to have a weed store someday, the weed store would have just as many selections as we do in the sunglasses. You're going to have all these different things. We're going to get the customers going to be able to smell it. They're going to be able to see it in big jars. They're going to be able to almost touch it. You know, it was the idea of that interaction with a consumer with cannabis was a dream. And then luckily, the way the laws are written here in the state, we're allowed to kind of do most of this stuff. So Absolutely. We can really go ahead and let the consumer get close and personal with the product, which they can't do in Massachusetts. They can't do in Maine. They definitely can't do in Connecticut, which has been a big influx with the eclipse this past week. We're seeing a lot of people coming in from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Those people have not had the chance to go ahead and smell out of a big jar of weed before, and it's blowing their mind.
It's crazy seeing the amount of people. Like, the way our town is set up is not meant for this many cars. Like, just we've been sitting here, it's been probably 40 cars that drove by.
So when we first decided that we were going to go into this location, my partner Chris, his wife's boutique had just shut down.
Yeah.
I set up out front. We were doing dabs inside. I came out here one day and I was like, I wonder if we're going to be busy. And the Notch was open then. I sat here and counted cars. So many cars came down and turned around in the mobile right across the street and went back and drove back to the Notch. And I was like, if I can get half those people to stop for pre-rolls, we'll be all right. I think we get more than half stopping nowadays.
I feel like cannabis and skiing goes together, and you're both on the same road. So stop in, get a pre-roll, get up on the mountain, smoke it on the way up, and it's perfect.
Well, if we do our job right, you know, honestly, if they come in and they grab that one pre-roll on the way up and our service is that great, we go ahead and explain what the farmer's trying to do and really make that engagement. When they come back down, they might as well stop again, right?
Might as well.
And Gerber's food truck is here. You got tacos. Right. Look, so,
yeah, I get a burrito like at least twice a week. Like, them burritos is huge. And they're good. You really can taste his flavor. Like,
yeah, Gerber moving in here has not been good for my diet. Yeah. That's for sure.
Hey, it's funny because I've been trying to eat right, but I'm like, Gerber's is still, it's kind of right.
I mean, it's got beans, it's got rice. Like, I act like it's pretty much just beans and rice.
That's all I'm doing. That's what we got to tell ourselves.
I'm almost starving myself on beans and rice. Exactly. What's going
on? But it is. You're taking all the rest of the trash out of your diet and you're replacing it with Gerber's beans and rice, with a little bit of meat, if your choice.
Maybe a little meat, a little guacamole, some hot sauce,
sour cream.
But that's mainly rice and beans. That's mainly what my diet is—just rice and beans.
Hey, I love when we have to tell ourselves we can make anything sound good, baby.
The funny thing is, we're letting in everybody else on what our ride around the state are like, just talking about food and how allegedly it's not going to make us fat.
It's not. We good.
If we eat that at Tuesday at 3 o'clock, it got no calories in it.
No calories. I done burnt off negatives because it's so late, and now I can eat good.
Dusty, if we stop and get a pizza right now, you know, we've been so good that it pretty much would be like we didn't eat nothing all day.
At all, the whole day. Where did we go? Oh, we went to, was it Springfield at the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
We went to New Hampshire.
We didn't go to New Hampshire. But
we did.
We never go to New Hampshire.
It was White River. Yeah. That's where we was at. But
it's confusing down there. They put those dispensaries right on the border.
On
that's scary
the
stuff.
Border. And it was funny because when you get down in that area, that's when you can tell that Vermont changes. Like, It gets...
You're going to get us in trouble.
Hey, I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying it was just a little different down in that area. But I'm just so wonderful that we're set up in this area to do what
so
we
what
do.
Chris is trying to tell you is that you know when you cross the border into New Hampshire, you can just feel that shit. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden you're like, I don't think we're in Vermont no more.
This don't feel right.
And you're not. It changes. There ain't no signs. There ain't no nothing. You're just like, I just don't think I'm in Vermont no more.
Hey, man, we got to turn around where the grass is green, man. Like, we got to go back.
I think that's a billboard over there. You better turn right around.
Hey, man. Well, look, before I let you go, two questions. One, I mean, I know all these questions, but because, you know, we be kicking it. But one, what is your favorite way to consume?
Oh, I'm a dabber. Dabber. So, yeah. So that's how I start my day. Morning coffees and dabs is the way I start every morning. I've been really smoking a lot of the GMO from Rise lately. Uh-huh. That's been my go-to. I've been on some of that Lucas Green. He was here this weekend,
yes,
so I've been on some of that the past couple of days, you know. And Gaston dropped that new banana flambé.
Oh,
yeah, and that stuff
is pretty good.
It's a nice little butter. It's got some micros in there. I was very happy with that.
Okay.
So there's, again, you know, fuck the cap, man. There's some good shit out there.
It is. It's some real. I know it was funny. Speaking of Gaston, I'm gonna get him on here shortly, but I had his, remember the Sleepy Time vape?
Yeah.
And I didn't really, I was like, yeah, it's just another, we'll try it. But man.
It's Sleepy Time for some people, it ain't Sleepy Time for me.
It wasn't a daytime, I tell you that.
That shit knocked me out. That's a one hit. It knocked me out.
I guess he was like, smoke a little bit, but don't smoke too much. And I was like, all right, I don't know where I'm supposed to smoke it. So I cranked it like three times and I went to bed. And I was like, I don't think it's working. And then I woke up and the sun was up. And I was like, holy shit, I think that shit worked.
I fell asleep with it in my hand.
Yes.
That shit don't happen.
It's crazy.
Woke up in the middle of the night, still gripping my pen. I'm like, damn.
That's how you know you got that shit.
So,
all right, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Right now, I'm on a big Dirty Heads kick, slightly stupid kick. Of course, listen to a decent amount of Phish. Nowhere near as much as I used to. I think I'm just getting old and tired. And then a lot of old school hip hop. Yeah. Like, as
can't go wrong with.
Yeah, as much gangster rap as possible.
That's
you know?
What's up. Hell yeah. Well, look, man. Nah, you know you my dog. I appreciate you. Like, this man helped me get my brand off the ground. It's crazy.
You got your brand off the ground. All I did was show you the packaging that you needed.
Exactly. What was? Can you say your saying that I was like about the tides?
High tide raises all boats, man.
High tide raises all boats.
And why be a boat when you can be the tide?
Ooh, talk that shit, boy. Hey, look, it's just amazing. It's cool. I brought my idea to you, and I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. And like, I feel like working with my local dispensary is the best thing to do. And now we created a pre-roll and we got it in over 10 dispensaries, I believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit means a lot. And it's crazy because it's only the beginning, dog.
It is. I mean, again, for an idea of a way to promote the podcast turned into a product that was very viable and selling very well.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's a big notion to your name and getting your brand recognition out there. Also, the idea is that as long as you go ahead and put your name behind a good product and are passionate about that product, it's going to do its thing.
It's going to do
its thing.
You
don't got to worry about anything else.
Ugh. Hey, it's been moving. I had a couple people call and say, it's sold out. I know Garcia's hit me up and they was like, hey, I got five left.
Well, if we're leading on in, then why don't we go ahead and talk about it? Rumor has it, I heard that there's a new collab coming out for a drop.
Hey, I heard the same thing.
So let me go ahead and turn this around a little bit. So Chris,
okay.
I heard that you have been working with one of the leading growers in the state.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I would love to. And I won't go into details, but I will say that I am looking to work with one of the leading growers in Vermont to make a collaboration and to put a limited run of a strain on the shelves.
Well, that's all we do is limited runs, right?
Limited runs. And, you know, it's crazy that I'm even in this position to be like, I'm doing it. hey, man, I want to say it so bad.
Hey. It's all about teasing that, man. It's not quite ready yet.
It's not quite ready. It's almost. I'm having to do some great work, I'll say. Because in order for great work to be shown, great work must be done. So I'm having to put things, you know, having to do multiple items to make sure that the product that we bring to the shelves is going to be a hit. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, keep an eye out. You know, you know you on the list, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be.
Yeah, of course. You know, CCC will always go ahead and support your projects.
Hey,
and I'm very excited about this new collab. I think it's going to be a really good one. I also think the designs that VHL will come out for is going to be amazing.
That's why I need that. Yo, y'all have the best labels that I've seen.
Again, it's all about telling the story, man. It's about telling that product story. That label's there for a reason. It's not just to throw warnings on there and to scare people. What it's there to do is to go ahead and tell the story, make that connection. So now we're not just selling weed. We're actually selling the experience.
Exactly.
The color of the cap comes down to the experience, man.
The color of the cap. I can't wait. Boy, you be getting me excited. Hey, man, once again, thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you.
Whatever you need me, Chris, I'm always there.
My dog. Welcome back. We back. Cannabisations. And like I said, hey, Jacob. Hey. Nah, I just said bye to you on the show when you were leaving, and now I'm saying hello because you coming back. So, what up? Hey. Well, the lady we have on right now, I just had Dusty on, right? And so Dusty, I asked about Joe. I was like, yo, is she somebody I should talk to? He was like, hell yeah. And he started giving me all the, I was like, holy shit. So I've seen her probably 9 times out of 10 that I come here, right?
Yeah.
And we sit down, chop it up for a bit, and then we out. But I didn't know nothing about you. You know what I'm saying? But
Keep it secret.
I found out. I was like, holy shit. All right. So without further ado, we have Noel, the GM of Cambridge Cannabis Company.
Boom.
I mean, Jesus, ma'am. All right. So let's get into it because I found out some crazy shit. I mean, it's not crazy. It's wonderful. It's a huge flex, I must say. But can you tell us a little bit about who Noel is?
Yeah.
And, you know, what are you doing this wonderful dispensary here?
Absolutely. Well, hi, guys. I'm Noel. Yeah, like Chris said, I am the general manager of Cambridge Cannabis Company. I also recently graduated from UVM with my PhD in behavioral neuroscience.
Yeah. She said PhD.
Damn right.
Like, I got a bachelor's, and I thought I was doing something. I was like, but my G, she said a PhD in behavioral science.
Yeah.
Like, you are one person I would never argue with. Because, oh my God, I got some people that should just bring your way and be like, hey, talk to them. Look, just give them your life story and she'll help you out.
I got you.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it's nice having that background and also like getting into the cannabis industry. You know, I kind of started on this side of things to take a bit of a brain break from grad school. And now it's turning out to be something that I am, you know, deeper and deeper involved in every day, and I'm loving it, and I am learning so much, and it's really nice being able to apply what I have learned about humans and cannabis in graduate school, because believe it or not, I did learn a lot about cannabis and a lot of other, you know, and just in a lot of my drug classes.
I had to take pharmaceutical classes
and stuff like that. But we have a lot of people at UVM and a lot of other colleagues that I have who do amazing cannabis research, and we need to up the ante on that so that we can make this stuff federally legal.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I never thought that we could. I mean, I never thought about it really until I started working in cannabis.
Yeah.
Is how crazy. I know how far cannabis has come just
absolutely.
From when I was younger, but how far it's going to come in the amount of time that
exactly.
it's where it's at now.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
Like, we're talking about terpenes. We're talking about. You know, it's funny when me and Alex Holcomb took a stroll around the edge of the property, if you will. You know, I told you we had to go make sure, you know, yeah, he knew
the extended tour.
Extended tour, exactly. So I wanted to make, but it was crazy how we was talking about how he started growing and, you know, how he got the plan and it started like one plan. And then how it's like been going over like 20 years. And I'm like, we still got the same cut. And I'm like, what the fuck? Right. Here I am growing seeds from plant. I mean, plants from seed. And then I'm like, well, that's it.
The first and only time that I attempted to grow, because I live in a 500 square foot apartment, was a couple of years ago. And I had them like in my closet next to my washer dryer. And they were just kind of cramped
in the corner.
But it happened.
Hey, did you get something out of it?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Hell yeah. Hey, ain't you grown the best weed you've ever had?
Absolutely. Of course. What are you talking about? I know exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember the first grow I had, I fucked it up. Like, as I've learned, like, and then this last time that I grew, I was like, man, this shit is some gas.
Yeah, it was honestly a lot better than I expected.
Holy fuck. Like, but then I had a couple plants that wasn't as good, but still, like, they were
okay.
Well,
it's still something that, you know, you grew.
Exactly.
And yes, and the learning aspect of it. I mean, I literally can't even explain how much I've learned since I started working here, and I did not start working here that long ago.
Exactly. I've seen, like, I told, like, Dutch, I got the most weed selection in the state.
Absolutely. Like,
and everything moves. Everything has something for everybody.
Everybody.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And it's awesome because he was talking about his, like, his background. Like, he was working at Sunglass Hut and how he brought that into the aspect of this. So, like, hey, man, it's understandable. Yep. So, you got a lot to hold down, man. We got a lot of moving pieces on this ship.
There is a lot. It's crazy. And, you know, it's one of those things that you don't really realize until you start doing it. You know, at face value, this is a little cannabis store in Jeffersonville, Vermont, but it is so much more than that.
It is.
And it is ever growing, and the connections are just intertwining, and it's an amazing community.
Yeah. That's why you think I'm down here. Why do you think you see me so much? I pull up to buy, and I just pull up to chill. Yeah. And I pull up to meet. I just be here, you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
But this is an amazing spot, and it's probably the best dispensary.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Our selection is insane. We have absolute nothing but fire on the shelves. Everything is fire. Our quality control is like top notch. So you know that no matter what you get, no matter what price point it's at, it's still going to be incredible. And there really is something for absolutely everyone, including people who don't like to consume THC. We have an option for everybody.
That's good.
And yeah,
that's awesome. Yo, how you feel about that floating shelf? That shit scared the shit out of me when I first walked in. I was like, what are you doing?
Warn everyone.
I'm like, yo, I don't even want to touch this thing.
It terrifies me every day.
Yo, I remember one time I bumped it with my elbow. Yeah. And the whole thing shook, and I was like, oh shit, whole building's about to
Dusty
come down.
Dusty just fully leans on it.
I see him do it. He was sitting there with his arm up, he was texting, and I was like, yo, what the hell are you doing? He's like, it's in there.
Of course, like, it's all of our most expensive glass is on the
Yeah,
shelf
like,
too.
It's, oh my God, it is crazy. That man got some heart. Well, look, check this out. Two questions.
Yes.
What kind of ways do you like to consume?
You know, I've just really been a fan of a good old-fashioned joint lately.
OJ Bug.
OJ joint. And, like, you know, I can have all the pieces in the world, but there's just something real classy about a J. Yeah.
I do like to roll them a little, like, at nighttime. Usually I roll them, at night. But recently I've been rolling, like, little joints.
Yeah.
And then I'll get my little roach clip at the end and it feels fancy.
You feel so fancy. I feel like Cruella de Vil over here.
we gotta come up with a name for Cruella de Vil in the cannabis sector. But that's for later.
Yeah, that's for later.
Yeah, we gotta come up with something. All right, second question. Yes. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Mostly rock and soul.
Okay. What's soul?
Well, I just kind of like a mix of, well, like, I'm, okay, so soul is mostly what I sing, I should say, okay. But rock is mostly what I listen to.
Okay.
Lately, I've really been into, everyone is going to absolutely dox me on the internet for this, but I'm a big fan of Greta Van Fleet.
I ain't judging.
Yeah, and you know, just like OG Joss Stone, I've really been vibing with lately. Like some Amy Winehouse lately.
Come on, let it stop it, man.
Yeah,
that's my baby.
Yeah,
I listen to Amy. I remember when Rehab came out, and how much I listened to that song, and I felt bad because I'm like, look, I'm not coming from rehab. This is just a banger.
It's such a good song.
It's like a good ass song. Like, I know. I don't have a drug problem.
Just, right.
But like then to realize, to learn about Amy Winehouse and like all her struggles and how all her pain was coming through her music. And then after she passed, hearing the stories about
unbelievable,
like all the stars, like, yo, I used to chill with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like,
absolutely.
And like, she's, it's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate you coming on the show. And, you know, keep slinging some of that fire ass bud out this night. You feel me? All right, we're going to be back. All right, man. Well, look, I guess that's it for the shows today. You know what I'm saying? All the interviews wrapping up. It's about, like, I think it's like two. I can't see my phone ain't near me. I'll put it somewhere over there, but. It's around 2:30, but the eclipse is starting, and I just want to wish y'all a happy eclipse day. You know, it's crazy that a chapter of life is closing, but a chapter of life is on the other side of this eclipse. So it's just a wonderful place to be in. I'm in a place of gratitude, and hey man, I got some big things happening this week. Some big things. I can't tell you, but it's just, I'm just so happy to see where this podcast is going, where my life is going, where my life is going and things like that. But I'm just blessed. So, you know, we're going to wrap this up and I'm going to go, you know what I'm saying, partake in some festivities and watch this eclipse, watch this whole path of totality. So, you know how I give it up. I'm always got something cooking. Y'all stay looking and enjoy yourselves today. Y'all be safe. Y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. And I'm out. Hey, man. This shit was cool as fuck, right? This shit was dope. Yeah. I know I be out here. I'm trying to make some big moves. Make some big moves. Out here on the gridiron, baby. On the gridiron.